The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, Remo, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Hey, it's TMB and RSB together again. Hey, wait.
What's going on? Coming?
Hey, TMB, what's happening, my friend?
Sounds like we got Don on the line with us here. What's going on, Super Don?
Don.
Just something just made me go, you know?
You sounded like, who is the rapper that does that, Things That Make You Go,
That was,
I don't even know. Who was that?
That was CNC Music Factory, I think.
Oh, yeah, CNC Music Factory. Yeah, you sound like C, or the other C, maybe.
I'm C? All right. Hi, Zach.
Nice. Well, you saw that there was somebody turned. We were just talking before we got on the air about why Ty Bollinger has not done the Ice Bucket Challenge. And he says because Bill Gates started, which is a very good reason not to do it, except, you know, we kind of tweaked it, turned it on its head, and some people have figured out a way to kind of throw it back in their face and go, ha, 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 shut that up.
You could always do like the guy from Cypress Hill did. He dumped a bucket of weed on his head.
Yeah, that was interesting. I'd never seen that before.
He went out in his yard and he picked a bunch of weeds and he poured it on his head?
No, he literally doused himself with marijuana. Or
He didn't light it. He didn't light himself on fire. Oh, man. Ow. Ooh, ow.
That's a big one.
Yeah. TMB, listen, my friend, you're going to be at the Cancer Control Society's annual convention. I was hoping to be there. I couldn't pull it off. But we're going to be together the next weekend. I think it is coming up pretty soon with our good friend Jonathan Emord. We'll talk about that. But
right.
We've got a major. Go ahead.
Aren't you going to be wearing the sleeveless tux?
No, you told me you were going to be wearing the tux made out of duct tape. That's what I heard.
The duct tux. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right, okay, cool. Got to make sure I get straight before I get up there.
Yes, I pulled out the tux from my wedding 20 years ago, and I don't know if people will get mad at me or applaud me, but it still fits.
And let me guess, you look just like Austin Powers, right? Because you have like the lace and the frilly stuff and the...
No, I never got one of those frilly ones. It wasn't me. It didn't speak to me.
Oh, behave.
It's a white tux with an orange vest, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's going to be really pretty.
Oh, lovely. Well, very, very interesting. It's got, like, the first night is a black tie formal affair, and then the formal night. And there's awards being given, all kinds of cool stuff. We'll get to that. But I think the first thing, and I know we've got a lot of stories we always want to cover together. I think we cannot not discuss what was just revealed today, admitted to, so that any of the naysayers who said, oh, Mike Adams is exaggerating, Robert Scatwell, Ty Bollinger, you're making this stuff up, and Brian Hooker, he's not a real PhD, and Andy Wakefield has been discredited. All of this is, you know, not that we're looking for any validation from the mainstream baddies, but the reality is they're getting into a smaller and smaller corner to defending their way.
Well, you know, I'm glad we can talk about this briefly because I just published my August newsletter for Cancer Truth about an hour ago, and that was my lead story, talking about these the CDC and the fact that they've been covering up. I mean, what was the line? I regret that we omitted statistically significant information that ended up resulting in black kids getting autism. Basically, we lied, and these black kids got autism, or they died, some of them. From the vaccines. I mean, that's not a small thing there, RSB. This is huge. And I like the way that you said, after the first paragraph, you don't need to read anymore.
Yeah, there's nothing else. All the rest is like, some people on our side, or, you know, the moms that have, or families that have vaccine injured children are very upset because Bill Thompson goes on to praise and laud and love vaccines.
Right.
What do you expect he was going to say? He might even believe it. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, it's irrelevant. That paragraph we read on the air last hour, that's it. That's the money.
Yeah, that is the money. That's it. There's nothing else you can say. At that point, you know, anything else that he says is just, it's being drowned out by the first sentence or by the first paragraph. I mean, the bottom line is that there was a bunch of people that knew that this was, what was it, between 3 to 4 times, risk, increasing the risk of autism 3 to 4 times if you got the MMR within the first 36 months. Wasn't that the statistic?
If you got it on time, and particularly, again, with African-American boys, the risk was much, yeah, exactly, as you said, higher. And, you know, that's not a little bit. I mean, you want to talk about if we now go to, let's say, the so-called leaders of any community. You know, it was one thing to be a civil rights leader. Right now, those people have seemingly abandoned that. What about this issue where black kids are targeted and a much higher risk for this awful scenario to happen? And now the guy admits it. He admitted it now. So where do they go next? At the same time, they're trying to burn the books, right? They're trying to burn the journal that published Brian Hooker's thing, because it might, the public good, the harm, it's going to happen. It's like, what's the harm up to the kids that were already harmed because they suppressed this information?
Yeah. Yeah, and this is really sad, Robert, because this is not the first time. I mean, you look back, who was the fellow from about 10 years ago? I can't think of his name. He was Powell Thorson, I think was his name.
Paul Thorson, yeah,
he was the one that was, he got funds from the CDC, and I don't remember the story exactly, but I know he falsified results, but I don't know if he was embezzling money as well.
Oh, yeah, no, it's all there. I mean, not in his submission, but yes, in fact, there's a whole sordid history I'm talking about behind the scenes we're going to reveal, and some of the same producers that we know at Fox News are being made aware of this right now as we speak, TMB. And if they're going to cover this, it'll even go bigger. Eventually, they're going to have to, but all of it has been about containment. How do we contain this story? And one of the ways to contain it was to remove this paper that Hooker got published. Now it doesn't matter because
it's out there.
Hooker admits it. Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Look, we were in September. You and I, we were down in Atlanta at Simpsonwood. we were within a stone's throw of where the CDC basically colluded and covered up information in 2001, or maybe it was 2000, when they found definitive link between Tamiflu and autism. So, hey, this is not the first time this has happened. This is looking like it's standard procedure for the CDC to bury anything that is anti-vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, this is something that's only growing with each and every day. The bad guys have lost. They don't know it. The good guys, you know, if we say we've won, it isn't that we win a prize, because look at all the tragedies that have occurred. Look at all the children that have been damaged. Part of it is, of course, to say, let's not let this happen to anyone else. Let's try to remedy and recover these children that have been injured. But what do we do with those that have been injured at this point? There's no way you can win a prize after that.
Well, that's right. And I know that there's a class action lawsuit right now with at least 200 different families that are forming a class action lawsuit. So I know that is happening. But at the same time, that doesn't bring back their kids.
No,
you know, it can punish the people that were involved with the cover up, and it can send a message to companies in the future and to the CDC in the future, but it doesn't really bring back their kids. You know, now it might bring back their kid if they took a little bit of their money, just a small amount that they might win, or not win, but they might gain from the lawsuit and go to someone like Dr. Buttar.
Right.
They could potentially help to detox the heavy metals and so forth from these children. You know, it's not a hopeless scenario for someone that has been autistic for years and years. I was there at Dr. Buttar's office when I was filming the first The Quest for the Cures back in May.
Right.
And I think he had a boy there, if I remember correctly, 7 years old. He'd been autistic since 18 months and had never even been able to use the bathroom without a diaper. And I think we interviewed his mother, and I think that within the first week or maybe 2 weeks with Dr. Buttar's treatments, he had used the bathroom by him, not by himself, but without a diaper for the first time in his life.
Yeah, there's significant recoveries that are possible. Some may seemingly maybe beyond that, we don't know. But the reality is there's not going to be enough money to really put everybody back, you know, like putting Humpty Dumpty back together.
No, there's not.
But
there's not going to be enough money, and unfortunately, there's not enough people that actually believe in the heavy metal detox to even send them there.
Right, there's not enough doctors that would do it. So there's a lot involved in this future. We'll continue to cover it. There's a couple of stories here. We're almost out of time, a couple of minutes for the break. But the GMO issue is big in terms of exacerbating existing chronic problems, including autism and gut issues, as well as controversies about fecal transplants versus what we know that it may be not required.
Well, where do you start with that one? fecal transplant. Yeah. Well, we talked about fecal transplants before, mm-hmm. and we talked about it wasn't just a fecal transplant. It was somebody a few months back was suggesting that we intake fecal material to help us, but now here's a pill instead. It's Fox News story talks about if you're grossed out by the fecal transplants, here's a pill instead that gives you the same effect. But interesting, if you read through the article, they're talking about the impact that the microflora has on your health and the immune system and so forth. So they're almost there.
Yeah.
With this,
well, I mean, but the thing is, it's like they've never heard of probiotic supplements. I mean,
exactly.
Hello?
I mean,
go to your health food store.
Yeah, I mean, let's not eat fecal drugs or fecal pills. Let's just take good probiotics. You know, a couple of the sentences in the article that caught my attention talks about antibiotics destroy the normal helpful gut bacteria that help the body fight harmful microbes. To cure the infection, doctors must reintroduce the good bacteria the patient has lost. Bingo. That's dead on. But then they go to this fecal pill thing. Why don't they just go to some good probiotics?
Yeah, exactly.
For soil-based organisms, you know.
Right. However you want to use them. Our good friend Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com has some for you. You can go there or wherever you want. But the point is, you don't need an FDA-regulated transplant from one tushy to another. It's just not.
No.
I don't know. If you want to do that, it's your thing. But I'm just saying.
You can just go out. If you live up in Virginia or in the areas in Tennessee that have really, really good soil, you can just go out and have a couple bites of dirt. And that'll do it for you.
Good dirt. How about a congressional transplant, right? You call them the rectal cranial inversions that they do in D.C. uniquely. What if we can replace all of them? I don't know, but I think that the main thing is you gain by taking control of your health. That's what you have done. You empowered so many people through your books. Of course, Cancer Step Outside the Box, the book we've done as well together, TMB and RSV, Unlock the Power to Heal. In fact, I think we had a question about that last hour, but we have another question of the day coming up, interestingly enough, and Super Don might be in trouble on this one. We'll have to see.
Oh, no.
Remember, the hashtag party continues tonight. Hashtag CDC whistleblower. Blast it out to the world. Let the world know what's going on so that no more children are harmed by the vaccine industrial complex. More with Ty Bollinger here as we go outside the box. RSB as well. Super Don, 866-939-BELL.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hashtag party. Hashtag CDC whistleblower. Keep it blowing out there all over planet Earth. TMB RSV here each week. We go, what was that?
Bless you.
Well, thank you. What? I don't know.
You are suspended, Don.
What?
You're suspended.
Well, we're not even doing a sneezy story.
You're suspended from the show for saying
all right,
you.
Fine. I'll go sit in the corner.
Was that your attempt at a sinus fecal transplant? I don't know what that was. That was scary.
That was my attempt at an RSV segue into the next story, actually.
Okay, you're right. Actually, it was so shocking, it threw me off the story. That was like one of the best sneezy sound effects ever, Ty.
Yeah, well, you know, I do good sneezes. I do good coughs as well. You want to hear my cough?
No. Actually, let me respond appropriately to that sound effect that you did. Okay. Bless you, my friend. Bless you.
You're suspended too, Robert. Both of you.
I'm suspended too.
You're both suspended for saying
bless
you.
What did I do? I said bless you. Come on, man.
You said bless you.
What's wrong?
You said bless
happened?
You. Well, we're going to follow after Dyer County, Tennessee, who's recently suspended a student for saying bless you after a classmate sneezed. And no, I'm not making it up.
Oh, man. That is the wildest
You're speechless.
Thing ever.
You're speechless.
I am. Come on, bless you. What is it? And is it an atheist school?
The teacher, apparently, number one, I've read other stories that have covered this. Mike covered this on Natural News, but apparently the teacher didn't like the student to start with. Mm. And the teacher said, we're not going to have any reference to God at all in the classroom. And I'm not really sure that bless you contains God in it. I never knew that contained the word God or anything about
yeah, I mean,
God.
it could have been Darwin blessing him. I mean, you know, because it's Darwin, right?
Yeah, no? I mean, it would be different if she said, God bless you. And still, there was nothing wrong with saying that. I mean, I do believe we have a First Amendment right still. But she said, we're not going to have any godly speaking in my class. And so she apparently the girl's name is Kendra Turner. And she said, bless you, and they've suspended her.
You know, that is so bizarre. I mean, the thing is, going back to any number of weird stories, when you send your kids to government indoctrination centers, you're going to have something bizarre occurring. And I don't know how you explain that to your kids, saying bless you is now a suspendable offense. And not much to say. I think most people would agree. That's a wee bit on the absurd side.
It is a wee bit absurd. And one of the things that is also absurd about it is apparently this teacher has a list of forbidden phrases written on her chalkboard. And bless you is one of them. So in her classroom, you can't say bless you, and several other phrases. Apparently, all of them have religious connotations in her view. And so she has basically said, there's no First Amendment right here in my classroom, which I didn't know teachers had the authority to revoke the Constitution, but apparently she thinks she does.
I just, like I said, bless me, bless you. Bless, whatever. You know, when I got suspended from school, actually I didn't. I had to put on the principal's sweater. I probably told this story on the air. I was kind of a little renegade. And I liked the Tasmanian Devil, and I got a cartoon shirt. And the Tasmanian Devil was saying, sure, I raise hell. So what? And it's like, oops, you're not supposed to do that, evidently. So even way back in the days when I was in elementary, that was not appropriate. I had to learn the hard way.
Well, yeah, you know, I can see that in elementary school as opposed to in high school saying bless you. That's a little bit different. You know, I can see you trying to go out and get in trouble, Robert.
They got the same kind of vowel sound. Hell bless. I mean, yo, that's enough. That's enough for us.
You know what I'm going to send this teacher? I'm going to send her a pound of organic pepper, and when she opens it up, she's going to inhale it, and she's going to start sneezing, and I'm going to be right there at her front door, and I'm going to say, God bless you, over and over and over.
Yeah, suspension's coming. We're handing out pink slips, yellow cards, red cards. You're off the field. Nobody can play with Ty Bollinger this week.
She's going to suspend me, and then her head's going to twist around like The Exorcist several times before it explodes.
I tell you, you know, the concept of so-called political correctness or even spiritual correctness, religious correctness, all of these things, what I love that we can do here on this show is we can explore any and all of these topics. And sometimes we can get into areas of great controversy, but we can have respectful discussions about them. And you know, it makes people think, and that's a good thing. But I think we're almost out of time for this segment here, and I want to go into a question of the day, but we're going to do that when we come back from this break. And we also got to talk more about cancer and not only cures for cancer, but the phony war on cancer. And, of course, Ty Bollinger is hitting the road again for the quest for the cures. You're heading to Detroit, and you've got to interview. Who are you interviewing tomorrow or the next day?
I'm interviewing one of my friends, Kevin Irish, who's a cancer survivor of about 6 years now using medical marijuana. And then I'm going to talk to Marlon Glenn. And then the next morning, Dr. David Brownstein.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Iodine, you're going to do and you got to give our love to the Glenn family. I wish I could
be
up there with
you.
All right, TMB RSB here. It's Outside the Box Wednesday. Super Don's on, 866-939-BELL. We got a question of the day, and it's calling Super Don to task. Actually, it's calling me, too, but let's find out what it says after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, TMB, RSB, outside the box. And, of course, the hashtag party continues. Don't smoke them hashtags, just blast them out through Twitter. Hashtag CDC whistleblower. Breaking news, the health ranger Mike Adams just blasted out to the world. The CDC whistleblower confesses to MMR vaccine research fraud in a historic public statement. We covered that in the first hour, talked a little bit about it with Ty this hour as well. And TMB, again, you know, we're witnessing history here. As this story evolves,
we are, and it's just amazing the deafening silence that we're getting from the mainstream media. You mm-hmm. would think this would be front page on every station, every news station, So it's not surprising, but it's disappointing. But at the same time, it just shows the need for people like Mike and for people like you and myself and others that are trying to get the word out about these issues. And so it just shows how important it is for the alternative media, which is going to become the mainstream media eventually. I mean, the mainstream media has no credibility.
It rapidly is changing. It's been a game changer with us. And again, Ty, it's just so great that we get together and do this in addition to the books you put out, the one we put out together, to continue this discussion and bring it to life. And
we wrote a book together?
I heard. It's rumored.
Unlock the Power to Heal, man. Sorry about that. Yeah, yeah.
Right. It's super dumb. Like joking about the Dr. Goodman, I think it was yesterday, saying that she inhaled it in 2 days. She loved it.
And so she's a medical doctor that's also in favor of medical marijuana, I guess, if she inhaled it.
Yeah, totally.
The book wasn't made out of hemp, so I don't quite
know. Not to my knowledge, anyway. Ty might have, I don't know.
Maybe it was. Maybe there's things you don't know about the printer we're using.
There's a whole chapter about it, you know, hemp, so that might be she just smoked that chapter.
That one chapter.
That's it. Okay. That was it. Not the whole book. Just that one chapter. Well, listen, you know, it's that time of this hour again. It's time for what? Excuse me, what is it?
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yay! Question time, TMB. You got to help us out here.
Okay.
In this case, you should be sort of glad that you were not mentioned. Although, you know, if they're listening, they're listening to you too. It says this: Hey, RSB and Super Don, I just wanted to say the two of you have offended my personal beliefs on numerous occasions over the last year.
Ooh,
Super Don, you're in so much trouble. I know they mentioned me. I'm in trouble.
I'm glad I wasn't in that list.
I know. Wait. Oh, the sentence continues. And for that, I can't thank you enough.
Oh.
Whoa, what is that? He's happy we offended him. What is that? Yeah, he writes on. Chris writes. He says, it has been great to have the motivation to look into things for myself and then move on with the help provided through your show. You know, that's the spirit of this show. Even if sometimes we'll challenge beliefs on things, it isn't to upset you on purpose. But, hey, man, we've all had to unlearn things to learn the things we know. I mean, Ty, me, we didn't know there were cures for cancer growing up. We were told, we'll have to keep, you know. And then one day somebody says, there's a cure for cancer. And you look at them like, are you crazy? What are you talking about? If there were, we'd all know it.
That's right.
You know, and it's just in all facets of life, we have to be challenged, I think.
Well, RSV and Super Don, that's awesome that you were mentioned in there, and you do that. We do that. Everyone that's on your show, Robert, we are challenging beliefs. We're challenging the status quo. You know, as far as I guess maybe up to 3 years ago, I was still not convinced that there was any medicinal benefits for hemp. And now that's one of my biggest crusades. So we're all learning along the way. And I think the most important thing that Chris clearly expressed in that email was that you just got to have an open mind and be willing to look at things for yourself. And a lot of times, if you have that open mind, you're going to realize that we've been lied to about a lot of these issues. And so that's why RSB, what you're doing is so important. And that's why you're going to be receiving an award this next weekend in D.C.,
Yeah, but not a fecal transplant. Just in a
not
world.
A fecal award. Not a fecal award.
No, not. Yes, and Jonathan E. Moore, my good friend, is acknowledging me, and I'm humbled by that and honored for health, freedom, activism, journalism, and such. And I don't even know what to say. Hopefully I'll have something to say besides thank you, but we're looking forward to being up there together.
I have a feeling that you're not going to lack any words, let's just say.
Yeah, I might even upset somebody there. I don't know. I just tend to be so offensive. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Actually, we do it with good humor here. I think that's another aspect of this. We like to laugh at things. We laugh at ourselves and make fun of ourselves. But this Chris has a question about silver, the sovereign silver. Is it safe to take every day? How often? If you're dealing with an acute infection, I've taken it hourly. Yeah, I've taken it every half hour. I mean, you're not going to take it that way for the rest of your life. You'll get through it. The body can metabolize it easily. It's a low concentration. And, you know, we've all used it here. Super Don, I sent him a big care package with it in there. And Ty, your family uses it. I mean, we've got no issues.
You know what? Robert, while you're talking about sovereign silver, this just happened yesterday and today. So my next door neighbor calls me up yesterday, and he goes, he's sick. He's got the flu. His nose is running. His eyes are watering. I said, I got something for you. I'm going to bring you some silver. And the first thing he said is, won't that stuff kill you? And I said, no, it won't kill you.
It'll save your life.
It'll help you feel better. And so I took him probably a half inch of Sovereign Silver at the bottom of one of the bottles that we had here. It said, take it. Every couple hours, take a couple droppers full. Every couple hours. He just came over today. He is completely better. His eyes aren't watering. He's not. His nose isn't running. You can't even tell he had a cold. And, I mean, he sounded like he was full-blown flu yesterday.
Wow. Yeah, what you brewing up there, Ty? What is that? Your neighbors are going to be suspicious. Well, you know, this guy, Chris, is cool because he listens, because he says he takes the beta glucan that we love from Better Way Health.
And the best immunomodulatory substance that I know of.
Absolutely. Love it. I take it every day as well. Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com. Also, silica, which we like. And he's done the short-term silver aloe protocol to restore his gut. He takes the Dr. O'Hara's, which we like as well. He asked this. Maybe you can answer this. Is the beta-glucan affected in any way by taking it in the morning with the silver and aloe before I eat? So I don't know the answer. I don't think it'll be a problem.
I don't think that's a problem at all. I mean, I could ask AJ, and we should get AJ on here again to talk about the beta-glucan. But I don't think that's a problem. And if you're taking the 500 milligram beta-glucans, then you just need to take one a day. So you take it in the morning with the other stuff. I don't think that's an issue at all. But I'll find out for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get AJ back on. But again, Better Way Health, our good friends, Better Way Health, that help us to be here. Also, they're in the news next segment when we talk about this great gift that Ty and the Truth About Cancer series, Quest for the Cures, has gotten. We'll get there. Also, see, Chris says, through the IRSB show, I have learned so much beneficial knowledge that makes me feel more alive than ever. Thank you, and keep up all the good work. Thank you, Chris. And it's thanks to, Ty Bollinger, Dr. Batar, Dr. Frank King, and all of our friends here. Liam drops by, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, Super Don making it sound so good. And again, I'm just grateful for it all. So with that, Ty, let's go back on the cancer discussion, because you sent me a story, and I want to understand this a little better. Our feel-good war on breast cancer. What the heck is that? I mean, are we supposed to be feeling breast? Is that the joke in that line? What are they saying?
You know, I didn't think about the title, but my shock initially was that it's published in the New York Times, and I figured, okay, if it's in the New York Times, it's going to have a spin that makes it, mainstream. We should be doing this early screening, mammograms save lives, and so forth. And it's written by a lady that had, mammograms before the age of 40. They found something, apparently, and they cut it out, and she was really happy. Felt like she was the poster child for early detection is your best protection. But then, over the course of the next few years, she began to read research from National Institutes of Health, even, that was suggesting that it was not necessarily good for women to get screening until they're in their late 40s or 50 years old, which we talked about before. There was a large group of researchers that gathered in 2009, I think it was, and the conclusion of their research into mammography was that it provided no benefit between the age of 40 and 50. The benefits did not outweigh the risk, I guess is the exact finding. And they told ACS about this, and the ACS says, well, we're not going to change our recommendations. We still want you to get them at 40, even though the biggest study that was ever done says that the risks outweigh the benefits, that you should not get them. So she said at first she felt like that she was justified, that she was the poster child for this early detection, but now she realizes that as she goes everywhere, as she's traveling, she sees that this is a big PR push. I mean, she goes to the supermarket, the dry cleaners, the gym, the gas pump. Everywhere she goes, she sees posters talking about early detection is your best protection, mammograms save lives. But she says, how many lives exactly are being saved, under what circumstances, and at what cost? Raising the public profile of breast cancer, a disease once spoken of in only whispers, was at one time critically important, as was in, emphasizing the benefits of screening. But there are unintended consequences to ever greater awareness, and they too are affecting women's health. And she's talking about false positives, and she's also talking about the fact that, I think she's referring to the fact that mammograms can actually cause the spread of cancer because of the way the breasts are squeezed and also because of the ionizing radiation. So I was shocked that this article is actually printed, because of what it looks like is that this is someone that used to believe in mammograms, but now they've kind of moved to the other side, to our side of the fence.
Yeah, no, it's a good news scenario when, again, the lamestream old media is shamed into having to acknowledge that all of their cheerleading for the cancer industry has created more cancer and has reduced the awareness, not elevated the awareness. That's why, these awareness campaigns are so problematic until and unless we take hold of it and make it really about the awareness that empowers people. mm-hmm. heal themselves, or to prevent the diseases for which the industry loathes to acknowledge the causes that we know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, we're talking about the prevention or the detection techniques. Mammography, as we've talked about before, Robert, Dr. Blaylock did a study that showed one mammogram for the 10-year period from age 40 to 50 causes a 2% increase with each mammogram. So for that 10-year period, in a 10-year period that the National Institutes of Health said you should not get mammograms because it's more risky than there's benefits, that 10-year period increases every woman's chance of breast cancer by 20%. Getting mammograms during that period, and they're paying a lot of money, or the insurance companies are paying a lot of money too to those mammogram providers.
Yeah, it's really incredible. Now there's another story here, and we've sort of covered derivations on it, but if you should ever get diagnosed with cancer, you know, what 10 questions should you ask your doctor, right, before you do whatever they're going to say they want you to do? And even without reading the story, you could probably come up with 20 questions, Ty, that you'd want to ask the doctor before you do whatever they might suggest.
Well, sure. I don't have that article in front of me, so I'm not sure what the questions are. But, you know, some of the questions should be, what is the effectiveness of your prescribed protocol on this particular type of cancer? And that's something that's not typically asked, because typically oncologists will lump all types of cancers and get a much inflated 5-year survival percentage to tell people. And so that would be the first one I would ask, is what is the effect on this cancer?
Right. That's the better question than I think was even listed in there. That's why I didn't even need you to read it, because I knew you'd nail it. Way to go, buddy. All right. TMB RSV wrapping it up after this break. Remember, hashtag CDC whistleblower. The news story is going global. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Clovella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
All right, hashtag party continues even after we're off the air today. Another hour. Please crank it up. Hashtag CDC whistleblower. We keep blasting out the stories, including the newest one from John Rappaport. Admits the fraud publicly, the CDC. You read it. I've got it linked up. And, of course, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, has done so as well. And TMB, you know, this is extraordinary, all the work that you've done to reveal the truths about the causes of cancer, much less the cures. And you're going to continue that with the quest for the cures, heading up to Detroit, then heading to the Cancer Control Society's event. But this past week, I think it was.
Yeah.
Had a major announcement and a major donation given. I need to hear about this. This is great news.
Yeah, it was great. You know, one of the ways that we promoted the quest for the cures is we let people know that a portion of every sale is going to go to help fund real cancer research. And the charity that we donated to was the Independent Cancer Research Foundation. That's a charity that was started by Webster Kerr, who most people would know as the Cancer Tutor, cancertutor.com. I think most people that have done any research on natural cancer treatments, they probably went to Webster's website. I mean, it's the most visited alternative website in the world for cancer treatments. So we were able to present them. We flew in Webster and then Reggie Black. He's on the board as well, Reggie with Better Way Health, Beta-1-3-Glucan, one of our sponsors. And Gary Teal, who's the president of the ICRF, flew them all into Austin. And Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, joined us as well. And we had some lunch, and then we went and presented the check for over $13,000 to the ICRF to help them with their cancer research and their funding. And one of the cool things about this was that we were able to, you know, Charlene was able to interview all of the three board members that flew down for the ICRF and ask them, what's this money mean to you? And it's just really phenomenal that the, you know, one of the things they do, people don't understand, is that cancer patients that come to them and they need to know what they need to do, what do we need to take, what protocol works for this cancer and so forth, they do everything for free. They answer all the, Webster is on his email for hours and hours every night for free. They don't charge anybody. if somebody needs a treatment, they've got electromedicine machines, frequency machines that they let them use for free. If they need supplements, they try to pay for it. I mean, these guys they're funding this out of their own pockets and helping. They're paying for cancer patients' treatments on their own. And so this is just something that's going to be able to really make a difference for them, because now they're going to have a little bit of capital that they can do some more research, that they can improve their machines that they're using, that they can get some more supplements in stock that they can give away to cancer patients. It's just a real blessing to be able to give them this money to help them.
It really is an incredible thing. And to think, like I said, that we can find charities that actually support people holistically, that's a shocker.
Yeah.
Most people don't know that. Of course, they think American Cancer Society, which, of course, breeds on cancer, never will cure cancer and suppresses actively people who within that organization would say, hey, what about this? Look at this. You're out of here, buddy. But you found one, and there may be others, and you were able to make a nice sizable check. We've got a picture, and I'm going to replace it and put an even a better one in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. All the links are up to our books, to Ty's books, as well as our sponsors. Please say thank you to them for making it possible, because without them, we couldn't do this 6 days a week, much less the once a week that we get Ty, and I'd have him here every day, but he's just too darn busy for me.
I have been busy lately, that's for sure, and it'll stop in about a month for me, because I'm getting ready for the Quest for the Cures Continues, which will be airing from October the 13th to the 24th, and that's why I'm flying out tomorrow. I'm going to go see, like I said, Kevin Irish, a good friend of mine that has been using medicinal marijuana for years to cure his cancer.
Yeah.
Marlon Glenn and family afterwards. I'm going to interview Marlon, as a matter of fact, get his take on these issues.
Are you going to share a meal with the Glenn family?
We are. Yeah, we'll probably probably eat at Jason's Deli, like we usually
do. Well, make sure, Ty, do not, whatever you do, do not order the chicken fried cobra.
Oh, let me hear about that. Why not?
Superdon knows about it. He's like watching the Food Channel all the time. What happened with this cobra?
Yeah, the Food Channel in China. No, listen, you know, in China, they do eat different food. In fact, all over the world, there are different types of cuisines. And apparently in China, eating a cobra is, I guess it's just part of the normal fare. And there's this chef. He cut the head off of a spinning cobra.
Okay.
And he was dicing up the body for the soup. And then 20 minutes later, he went to go throw the head of the snake into the trash. And apparently the head was still functioning.
Oh, my goodness.
And it bit him and killed him.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
20 minutes later? Hey, don't do that.
20 minutes later.
So my advice to you is good. Don't eat them. Fried chicken cobras or chicken fried cobras.
I'm going to stay away from the chicken cobra soup, that's for sure.
Hey, give big hugs to all of our friends, the Glenn family. You can see a Brownstein. You're going to see a lot of folks that we know out west at the Cancer Control Society annual convention. TMB, I miss you, but we'll see you soon at the Jonathan Emord event.
Sounds good, my friend. Take care, RSB. As always, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, and what? And what? Say it. Say it.
The
say
power
it.
To heal is yours.
Yours.
Thank
yours.
You, my friend. Yours and yours.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.